one of the big inspirations in your life, as you said earlier, was Benny Goodman.
Like, I started September of 1935. Here comes another story, David.
Great. Lay it on me.
aren't you getting bored?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, I started September of 1935, my brother, who was 11 years older than me, was saying, "Have you ever heard of Benny Goodman now that you're playing the clarinet?" And I said, "No, Sam." You know, it was the kid brother routine. You know, he couldn't stand me hardly. So, long about January of 1936, it's like I began to wake up, and I heard the original four Goodman things. King Porter Stomp.
King Porter.
Yeah, King Porter, and I Got You in the Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. And I started hearing that, and I thought, oh, that's the clarinet. That's what Sammy's talking about, you know. So I was here comes a story for you. I was in the School for the Blind over in Berkeley. I was in the fourth grade. Benny Goodman got a job at the Congress Hotel, Joseph's Urban Room of the Congress Hotel. So the next Sunday night, the boys' hall, we had to go into supper, and I told the man that ran the two men that were running the dining room, we were all in our teens, but the four men that ran the boys' hall were all in their late teens or early 20s. Mind you, this is 1935. Nobody had a dollar or a penny. So I told this one guy, I said, no, I'm not coming in the kitchen. I'm not coming in the dining room. I want to hear Benny Goodman. I don't care. I don't want to eat. And the guy was 19 years old, and he said, you've got to come in the dining room and eat, or otherwise I will lose my job here, and I need this job, so you're coming in the dining room. What I will do is you make a lot of noise with your knife and fork after you get in the dining room. And you can take your sandwiches. I'll throw you out of the dining room every week. And you can make noise, and every week I'll give you my key, and you go down and open my room and listen to Benny Goodman play.
So this is so that you could sneak out of the meal to hear Benny when he was on the radio.
When he was on the radio. Wow. They were giving swing concerts, 5 o'clock our time, 7 o'clock Chicago time.
So then did you start trying to imitate Benny's playing?
Well, then I just, as I say, it took me 2 years to wake up. It's like, I was 12, November 10th of 1935. Once I realized that my sisters and brothers were working, my sisters also worked at S&W in the cannery with the peaches. And my brothers, two brothers, worked on fishing boats, and my other brother, he sold papers here in San Francisco. And they all were doing something. And I thought, God, I've got to get out of here, and I've got to be able to get a job. And I met clarinet players in 1942, and they said, well, by the way you behave, you're not going to go to college. You should get out of the school now and start taking our jobs because we're all in the service. And I said, no, they want me to stay another year. And they said, well, go ahead. That's money you're going to lose, because they were all in the service in the war, you understand.
Mm-hmm.
And so I stayed till June of 43. I joined the union, and I went to work about four hours after I joined the union. Was because they needed musicians.
This was 42 then?
43.
June of 43. So you did become. Now, so you were playing in a swing, Benny Goodman style?
I was playing, by that time, I was playing tenor and clarinet. I was playing Jumping Out of the Woodside on my Busher tenor, and we had a trumpet, tenor, bass, drums, and piano, and we accompanied about 4 or 5 girls who would come up there and sing. Some would strip. This was a place on Turk Street. And I did that for 6 months.
Do you remember what the place on Turk was called?
What it was called?
Yeah.
Oh, it was called the Tin Pan Alley.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Oh, yeah. It was called the Tin Pan Alley. And it was, we played behind the bar. You had to get underneath the bar and then climb 5 steps, no railing, and you were on the bandstand. Now, in those days, they had what they called the Shore Patrol and the MPs.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept track of kept the 4 F's away from the soldiers and sailors and Marines. And several nights
was a sort of fight? Was that
God. I mean, I can tell you that several times after I did it twice, I made my way down the bar And I ended up in the girls' bathroom a couple of times to get away from the fights.
Oh, boy.
You know, but I had no trouble. The women realized I was blind, so I had no trouble. But then I realized where I should make the turn, and I'd go in the men's bathroom till the fight was over. And, boy, they'd knock over tables, chairs, screams. It was, you know, it was the way of the Saturday night because all the 4Fs went out, all of us 4Fs that were, I was working 6 nights a week, and the 4Fs were working the shipyards and taking their pay and throwing it over the bar.